The owner of Nashville's downtown antique mall knew this day was coming. The century-old warehouse full of quirky antiques is closing Friday after operating for 3 decades. As WPLN's Alana Watson reports, its owner says it is indicative of the threat to small businesses downtown.
As customers walk through booths, they tinker with old rotary phones, vintage snow globes, and rusty metal trinkets.
Teaking or junking has always been a lot of people's pastimes, hobbies, and now they're just going to have to start going elsewhere.
Paul Troy sells antique furniture and pictures. Now that the downtown antique mall is closing its doors on 8th Avenue, he feels the push to get out of town.
Like Huntsville or Chattanooga or Marietta, places that aren't tearing everything down and throwing their culture away, which unfortunately Nashville is doing.
The mall has over 40 vendors, and Troy says some have already found different places to set up shop. Others will start selling on their own.
These people aren't going to go out of business. I'm not going to go out of business. I just won't be here.
The downtown antique mall opened 31 years ago. Pat Morris started off there as a vendor and took over as owner a few years later. She says they've dodged having to close the mall for years, but what she calls the urban sprawl disease took over soon after a New York-based developer bought the property 5 years ago.
He owns this building, that building, and the building across the street. He owns all the property from here to the alley.
Morris says she's gone back and forth with the company discussing the lease. It was finally terminated this year. Representatives for the developer, Harmolio LLC, did not respond to a request for comment, and it's unclear what will happen to the property. But Morris says small businesses like hers don't have a place in downtown Nashville anymore.
So many old buildings are gone now. There's holes in the ground all over downtown. And I'm just 6 blocks from the heart of downtown. And it's just another step forward as far as progress is concerned, I guess.
Morris says she gave the shop her all, but it's time to move on. For WPLN News, I'm Alana Watson.